Dr. Glenna Bett, CEO of Cytocybernetics, demonstrated her company's system to Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul and State Senator Tim Kennedy. Bett's company has developed a device that, while working with computers and live cells, tests drugs in development to determine whether they may actually cause potentially deadly side effects.
Astoundingly, 70% of candidate drugs don't make it to market because they have a side effect of heart attacks and arrhythmias. So this is an important part of the drug development process, is identifying those bad drugs, eliminating them, and only bringing the good drugs to market.
Downstairs, Dr. Kate Rittenhouse Olson leads a company known as For Robin, named for her sister, who died of breast cancer many years ago. They're developing an antibody to battle breast cancer.
We feel that it'll be able to help kill cancer cells in 80% of breast cancer patients, as well as lung, prostate, colon, and other cancer types.
Both are signed up under Startup New York, the state program that offers 10 years of working tax-free if the company works with the academic sector and creates jobs. Lieutenant Governor Hochul says these companies also have the potential to breathe new life into Buffalo's manufacturing.
In the adjacent neighborhood is an area that needs help. There are a lot of people there. It's an underserved community, and we want to make sure that they have the same opportunities as everyone else in Western New York.
Currently, more than 200 companies are registered under Startup New York, and Lieutenant Governor Hochul says in the short term, they're expected to create 4,400 jobs. Michael Morziak, WBFO News.